little chatterbox, the one with pretty auburn locks. Whom do you see? It's little Orphan Annie. She and Sandy make a pair. They never seem to have a care. Cute little she, this little Orphan Annie. Bright eyes, cheeks of rosy glow, there's a store of healthiness handy. Might size, always on the go, if you want to know. Princess Sandy always wears a sunny smile. Now wouldn't it be worth the while if you could be like little Orphan Annie?
Here it is, time to hear Orphan Annie's latest big adventure. But first, here's a very important advance warning. Tomorrow night's the last night we'll be offering that beautiful gold-plated two-initial signet ring over the radio. Remember, this is the very same signet ring we offered to Ovaltine users last spring for 10 cents. And now that Annie's giving it free as a special favor to everyone who tries new chocolate-flavored Ovaltine, boys and girls by the thousands are snapping up this chance to get it. And that means orders are coming in and piling up fast. And since Annie's supply of these beautiful two-initial signet rings is limited, we'll have to stop offering them on the radio after tomorrow night. And so, if you haven't sent in for your signet ring yet, be sure to keep listening after tonight's adventure's over. I'll tell you then how easy it is to get your signet ring specially made up to your order with your own two personal initials right on it without sending in a penny. And now, getting back to Annie on that unknown island. Last time, Annie hit on the idea of building a radio set to send out a message. But can our friends do it? They brought ashore plenty of metal parts and wire from the shipwreck, but can they build a radio? Here are Annie, Joe, and Mr. Wilcox, just where we left them last time, and listen to Joe.
Shucks, Annie. Build a radio?
Yeah, maybe we could, Joe.
Gosh, if we could, we could get word back all right. But hoptoads, Annie. To build a radio.
Yeah, I know it'd be a job. But if we could do it...
Can we, Mr. Wilcox?
Well, I don't know, Joe. Great Scott, this is a big proposition to my way of thinking. A radio. It's come into my head,
if
but...
If we could, Bud.
Yes, I know. We could get word back to civilization in short order. Don't think I haven't thought of it before. I have.
You have, Bud?
Yes, plenty of times, Annie.
We've been lizards. Then my idea isn't new.
Not new, no. But it's put into words at last. Now, with Steele and those savages of his likely to make a fresh attack at any time, we ought to consider the idea seriously.
You bet we can. Gosh, if we can get this army we figured on started and then set up a radio station and start broadcasting the spot we are.
Now, just a minute, Joe. The army part we can do. Because I don't think there's any doubt that Zepedi, feeling friendly toward us as he does now, will cooperate. But don't get it into your head that we can set up any big broadcasting station on this island and send messages out to the world, for we can't.
Joe and I know that, Bud.
Yeah. Annie and I used to have a little crystal set years ago we could hear things through.
And that was plenty of job to get working, Joe.
I know.
Well, the difference between a receiving and a sending set is, well, the difference between day and night. It's one thing to receive messages and another to send.
You know about radio, Bud?
Well, little, Annie. Very little. I just hope it'll be enough. I studied it some in England, but as for building a set, well, I'm not sure I'm competent. But we can try anyhow.
Good for you, Bud.
Good for me? Well, I'm not sure of that, Joe. We may fail dismally on this. If there'd been wireless on board the Tiger, we might have had batteries, instruments, equipment here to use. As it is, we have to start from scratch.
Well, how do we start? We've got a pile of supplies and junk here in our beach house. Wires and metal from the wreck.
Now, take it easy, Annie. We need a lot of things. Those we don't have, we'll have to manufacture as best we can. If we can. Say, what have we got here anyhow?
Shucks, there's just about everything in those boxes over there stored up against the wall, Bud.
Let's get some of them out. Let's see just what we've got.
You bet.
This one Joe's getting is where we saw all that copper wire, Bud.
Good. There we are. Say, there is a lot of stuff in here.
You bet there is. I guess this must have been one of the boxes all the odds and ends were thrown in to be brought ashore just before the ship went off the reef.
Yes, no doubt of it. Well, I see Binnacle Bob's hand in this. Look at the junk, will you? Oh, my. Nuts, bolts, pieces of metal cable, belaying pins, a few pulley blocks from the loading mast. Oh, I trust a real sailor like Bob not to leave anything behind. All sailors are more or less Scotch in their natures.
But can we use these things, Bud?
Use them? Well, we can more or less try, Annie.
Here's this big coil of copper wire we were telling you about, Bud.
Good wire. We can use that, Joe. The same as we can use some of these pulleys and blocks.
Shucks, how can we use them?
We can try to use them. Now, look, I haven't much hope in this radio or wireless we're going to try to build. But we're going to have a shot at it, and even if we don't succeed, well, there's nothing lost.
Right.
So we'll have to start right at fundamentals. And the first thing any radio set needs is power. Electric power.
But, shucks, how can we get it? There aren't any electric lines down here on this unknown island for us to plug into.
No, Joe, but we've got to try to make our own power.
But how?
I think maybe we can manage it with all these things in this box. What we'll do to give us electric power, how much it'll be, I don't know, but we'll build a magneto.
A magneto?
Right. A magneto, you see, is a small generator. In other words, it makes power, or electricity, both being the same words for what we want. With these pulley blocks we have and all this copper wire, by winding the wire carefully, I think we can set up a fairly powerful magneto, which will make us electricity.
How, Bud? You mean you can make electricity?
Yes, with a core and a magnetic field. The idea is to make a permanent magnetic field. Then we need an armature, rotated with a crank within that field, and also a circuit breaker and a distributing mechanism which serves to convey the generated voltage or electricity to a given point, the point which will be sending electric waves out into the air so that people back in civilization may receive them. Now, I don't swear to this, but I think we may do it. At any rate, it's worth a try. So, Joe, hand me that copper wire there, will you?
You bet.
This may work or it may not. At any rate, we'll try to get some power here. We'll work at it, and in a few days, we'll know whether, as you Americans say, we're striking out or making a home run.
Say, our friends are working all right, but with the few materials they have at their hands, will they be able to build any sort of a radio or wireless set? Bud Wilcox seems to know a lot about it, but will he be able to find out enough of the things he needs in those odds and ends our party brought ashore from the wreck? But while Annie and the others are concentrating so hard on getting word back to civilization of their position, let's look in on the neighboring island. Captain Steele now is looked upon as a king, both by his crew and by the savages he has put under his command. For from his raid on our friends, he brought them back food supplies, food in cans, which the natives over there had never seen before, and for which his men had longed. And here he is now, Captain Steele with his man Black. Both are sitting on the shore of their island, the surf rolling in, and listen, Captain Steele is talking.
Well, Black, we seem to be doing very well for ourselves.
Aye, sir, that we are.
We have food now, civilized food. Never knew before that a can of beans or a can of soup could taste so good.
It sure seemed good to the men, sir.
Yes. Fools, all of them.
Yes, sir?
Don't you be like them, Black. Nothing from civilization in a can is so good as the things we can cook down here for ourselves.
Aye, sir. But we can't pick nor cook no tobacco down here on this island.
Oh, right. This pipe of mine does taste good, Black. How about yours?
Right, Skipper. I feels almost contented.
How about the crew? Any more talk of mutiny?
No, Skipper. Since we brought them back this mess of tobacco and some good food, leastwise the kind they like, they've been mild and meek as little lambs, Skipper.
Good, Black. And really, our raid on that other island was pretty easy, wasn't it?
That it was, sir. Why, all we did was barge in there, take what we wanted, and come away.
Exactly. I don't think it would quite be so easy the second time.
Second time? Skipper, was you thinking of...
Why not? I'm not a fool, Black. For all I know, we may be marooned on this island here in the South Pacific for the rest of our natural lives.
By the sea, Skipper. You think so?
I don't know, Black. It's just a supposition. We may be.
Supposition?
Yes.
Don't know much about them big words, Skipper.
Never mind. The point is that we may be here for more years than we'd like to remember. This being the case, our friends over on that other island, Black, have a lot of things that we could use.
Yeah, they sure have that. Saw a mess of junk stacked up along the walls, sailcloth and rifles and ammunition.
Exactly, and a number of other things. Black, I see no reason why we should not have the advantage of those materials our friends have.
By the sea, Skipper, and neither do I. You mean we should make another raid?
Why not? What have we to lose? These people are dumb, Black. Dumb. We can just as well have what they have. It's merely a matter of taking what we want.
Aye, sir.
And it's been done since the beginning of civilization. The strong take and the weak give. So I think, Black, another raid on that island to absolutely stamp out those who are living there would be to our advantage. Huh? What do you think?
Aye, Skipper. Sure. Yeah.
Yes, I'm glad you agree with me. We will make our plans, Black.
Say, did you hear that? Steve is planning another raid on Annie's Island. What is going to happen now? And now, if you haven't sent in for your beautiful gold-plated two-initial signet ring with your very own two personal initials right on it, you certainly want to hurry and send in without another minute's delay. Because tomorrow night's the last night we'll be telling you about this marvelous ring on the radio. You know, it's the same two-initial ring Annie offered on the radio last spring to Ovaltine users for 10 cents and an aluminum seal. And now that Annie is sending them absolutely free to her friends who try new chocolate-flavored Ovaltine, you can imagine what's happened. Everybody started sending in right away. And the orders are piling up so fast, we're going to have to stop offering these swell rings on the radio after tomorrow night. And say, you don't want to run any chance of not getting your two-initial signet ring, no matter what happens. It's just too good to miss. Now, just listen to this. The ring itself is finished in genuine 24-karat gold plate. Then, the initials on top are finished in a beautiful, shiny silver tone to give a rich, smart, expensive-looking duotone effect. And just wait till you see how keen your initials look. They're big initials, 3/8 of an inch across, and they're bright and shiny and silvery-looking. These initials, remember, are the biggest thrill of all about your ring. They're your very own two personal initials, because when you send in, you tell Annie the initial of your first name and the initial of your last name. And then we make up your ring especially for you and put the exact two initials you ordered right on the top of your ring. Now remember, it's an automatic fitting ring too, so you can be sure it will fit you exactly right. And don't forget, besides being just about the best looking ring you've ever seen, you can have loads of fun with it too, because it's a real signet ring. One you can use to put your personal seal on your letters and secret messages and things, just like kings and emperors and generals did with their signet rings years ago. To make your seal, you just melt some wax, press down your ring, and presto, there's your personal seal, your own two personal initials stamped right into the wax. And so you can see, here's one ring you'll be proud to wear wherever you go, because everybody knows that signet rings with your own two personal initials on them are usually very expensive. And so you can see, it's a chance in a million to be able to get this marvelous signet ring absolutely free just by trying new chocolate-flavored Ovaltine. Now, listen closely, please, because here's all you have to do. Just print your name and address plainly on a piece of paper. Also print plainly the two initials you want us to put on your ring. And mail that paper, together with all of the special gold-colored seal that you can find only underneath the lid of a can of new chocolate-flavored Ovaltine. Mail it to Little Orphan Annie, Chicago, Illinois. Now remember, be sure to print your two initials plainly, so there won't be any mistake when we make up your ring for you. And be sure to send in the gold-colored seal from a can of new chocolate-flavored Ovaltine. So ask your mother to get you a can at her drug or grocery store right away. And then, as soon as you get it, take out that special gold-colored seal and send in for your ring. But don't forget, the big thing is to hurry. Tomorrow night's the last night we'll be telling you about these marvelous two-initial signet rings that you can get without sending in a penny. So send in this very night. And everybody wants to be here right on the dot tomorrow, because with Steele planning another raid, you can't tell what's going to happen to Annie next. Until tomorrow then, goodbye.